Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. So appreciate everybody listening, wherever you listening from. And I waited long to bring this up.
Because you're an instigator.
No, I'm not. I just
bet you'll hit him, though.
I felt like this is great content right here.
Oh, okay.
So remember last week when one LeBron James, when he tweeted something, he tweeted a little preview of a video,
mm-hmm.
and it had all the makings of the decision.
Yep.
The one he did back in, 2010, 2011, somewhere mm-hmm. around there. And
it was 2010.
Yeah, 2010. And he said, he tweeted the decision too, and kind of left it up for everybody to kind of assume a little bit. I think we had Ron right here.
Show needed therapy.
Crying. Yeah, he was sitting there crying.
He needed therapy.
He was saying he's going to wear his Lakers jersey tomorrow and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I think LeBron said, we're going to announce it, 11 o'clock
mm-hmm.
tomorrow or something like that. And come to find out, it was a Hennessy ad.
Yep.
It was an ad to let everybody know, hey, I'm getting a lot of money from Hennessy now.
Mm-hmm.
And Lopez, you didn't really take too fine of it. I think you was very critical of LeBron James over this.
I was.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And as another Lakers fan was kind of pissed off about it, to the point he decided to sue LeBron James.
Mm-hmm. What?
Because he came out of nowhere and decided to buy some tickets. I think he spent over $800 on these tickets. I don't know if it was the last home game.
I think it was $857, something like that.
Yeah, so he bought some tickets for that price. And here is the story of the Lakers fan suing LeBron James. And this is courtesy of ABC 5 News in Cleveland.
A Lakers fan so upset with LeBron James, he's suing the basketball legend. On Monday, LeBron teased an announcement. A lot of people thought it might be a retirement announcement. Instead, it was an advertisement for Hennessy Whiskey. Post mimicked his 2010 TV special. Cavs fans, you remember this. James announced he was leaving Cleveland, heading to South Beach. So a lifelong Laker fan saw the tease and spent hundreds of dollars on a ticket to see LeBron play the Cavs March 31st of 2026, thinking it would be one of LeBron's last games. But then, when he learned the announcement was an ad, he sued LeBron, claiming he was deceived out of hundreds of dollars. We spoke with him today about that decision.
I'm not requesting any sort of emotional distress or anything like that. I feel like it's a very reasonable case. I'm only asking for what I fought for, what I paid. I'm not asking for any sort of inconvenience or anything like that. So I'm not trying to strike it rich here, you know?
Yeah, he says he wants LeBron to pay him back the money he spent on the tickets. So he's suing for $865.66 for the two tickets he bought.
You know why he sounds so damn reasonable, quote unquote? Because he knows that this is a stupid ass case. You know that he don't got nothing to stand on.
No, you're wrong. He absolutely has something to stand on. He absolutely, deceptive advertising practices is a real thing.
Who's advertising here?
LeBron James and Hennessy. But here's the thing.
And they're advertising Hennessy.
No, here's the thing. And this is the problem this is the mistake Reggie made. I tweeted to Dem Boys on Wessie, our group text.
It's not a tweet.
Yes, it is. I texted to our group text, Dem Boys on Wessie, which I like to say, I hope they all sue his ass or something like that. Because I have defended LeBron James. I'm a big fan of LeBron James. It's impossible not to have him in the argument as the best or second best player of all time. It's not about LeBron James as a player. to me, it's about, and you wonder. And you wonder why people are you're a human eye roll to a lot of people. And in terms of the case itself, I never said that this is a case that can win. I said, I hope. Just give him the headache. I hope they all sue his ass.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be that much of a headache. He's got plenty of money for lawyers, and he'll win that case.
I know,
and he'll probably get lawyers' fees out of it too.
He'll have to ask questions about it. Everybody's going to be talking about it.
Think he's actually going to show up for the court case?
No, I didn't say that. No, I said he's going to be asked questions about it. He's going to be a headache. It's going to be talked about. It's on the news already. Figgy just played it. Like LeBron James, the greatest, or maybe the second greatest player of all time. But he's a human eye roll, and this is why.
So, Reggie, what is your – I mean, do you have an issue with this young man doing this? Or are you fine with the way LeBron did this whole advertisement?
Okay, so those are two things. I think the whole idea of going out here and I'm going to get these tickets early is that you are taking the risk that you might be wrong. Mm-hmm. Now you are trying to mitigate that by saying, I should not be liable for any of the risk because I interpreted something incorrectly. No, you got to hold that.
Did
right?
Like, you, though?
Yes. Yes, you
ultimately
did.
Ultimately, you did.
There was a lot of people in the moment, myself included, that was like, he out here doing it again. You're talking about LeBron is a human eye roll. He has done this type of stuff before where he has been corny. And I completely agree that I thought this was corny.
So let me ask you something.
You say, and you thought? I agree with you in that, right? Mm-hmm. The whole idea of LeBron clearly wants to be liked, right? That's very evident. Mm-hmm. How do you not see? In fact, you do see. You know that the decision was something that very much turned you into a villain in a way that you did not want to be. Mm-hmm. Why do you do this again? And honestly, I kind of understand why you do this again, because it got the attention. We have moved into a space where attention matters so much, even if it's negative. In fact, sometimes even more so if it's negative attention. I just didn't think that he would be the one that'd be like, I'm fine with trading on negative attention because he seems to want to be liked so damn much.
But here's the thing. You said that you were among the people who said, come on. It's clearly going to be an advertisement.
Yeah.
Here's two things, though. Nobody knew that. And there were a lot of people.
Nobody knew that he was going to retire either. You can't play two sides of that.
Nobody knew. You wouldn't have bet your house that was going to be an advertisement.
No. Correct.
All right. That's number one. Number two, there were also a lot of people. This isn't about $865. This is about $865 times what? 100,000? 500,000 people? That we're doing. Ron was sitting right here saying, I got to get me some tickets.
There aren't 500,000 tickets for the crypto arena.
No. For any game. Ron was talking about getting a game here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, getting tickets for a game here when he came. Like, so there were a lot of people spending a lot of money thinking, I'm going to get ahead of the curve before the prices go up.
That you just bought tickets to see an NBA game where LeBron James will likely play.
Do you feel like the way the ticket prices went up, do you feel like they kind of had something in this too, because everything kind of went up a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's the secondhand market, right?
Yeah, that's secondhand market. No, what I'm saying is you wonder. This is why he's an eye roll, and I hope they all 500,000, 600,000, whatever it is. People all over the country were saying, oh, when's he coming to Utah? When's he coming to Houston? When's he coming to whatever? I got to get me the tickets for those games. And they were spending money based on false advertising.
And here, that's not how false advertising works. There's a significantly higher standard.
But what I'm saying is you could bring it to court.
You could bring it to court. The beauty of America is you could be as dumb as you want to be, right? You can waste all your money in the way that you want to. And so, yeah, you can hope that all them people sue. They're just going to be wasting their money and their time. The thing that I do find more interesting about this is just what this says about the attention economy of what we have, just generally and what we're doing, that someone like LeBron that cares so much about being liked would go, the obvious negative attention that this is going to bring is worth it. Mm-hmm. And Hennessy around it. Because again, LeBron is one thing. That's the emotions of it. Hennessy is a brand that's trying to sell you something. And they know by doing this, they're going to get nothing but negative attention on their brand name.
Yes.
Typically, you would think a brand goes, no, I do not want negative attention. They signed up for this wholesale because they know, negative attention or not, the attention matters so much more than any other time. And that's a little scary for me, to be completely honest. Just a little.
Yeah, some companies want that outrageous marketing, that negative marketing, because
that's the spell the name right thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's on steroids now.
Yeah, I know. Yes. They just want it on. But again, and some people are saying, you know, he has zero to stand on. I never said any of these people were going to win. I said, I hope they all sue his ass. Give him another headache. Make him spend time talking to the media and hearing these reports and all this other stuff because it was that dumb and that thirsty.
Yeah. I'm glad I got the argument out. Out of the group chat.
Them boys on Wessie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So Mike Tomlin, we talked about Mike Tomlin, his big win against the Browns and all that stuff. Apparently he talked today, and he was asked about the Browns trading Joe Flacco in the division to the Cincinnati Bengals. And I had to double check this, man. I thought it was one of those deep fakes. Or whatever, what you call them? The AI?
I think those are deep fakes.
Deep fakes?
Yeah, you were in there.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those for a minute, but this is what he had to say.
It's real?
Okay. Yeah, a couple people tweeted it. So this is what Mike Tomlin had to say about the Browns trade, Joe Flacco, in the division.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
There you have it. That's Andrew Berry, a lot smarter than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Apparently not, but except they're not. Wasn't Tomlin also the one that didn't want to hurt Anthony Richardson because he didn't want to face Joe Flacco?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of respect for Joe Flacco. He told his guys, keep him upright or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was last year, right? Yeah, that was last year. I forgot about that.
He just has a lot of respect for Flacco. Yeah.
Yeah, I just – and maybe I'm just not thinking on it. The idea of Mike Tomlin, like, kind of openly clowning the Browns.
Yeah, their GM.
That's kind of –
Yeah, he must be smarter than me. And he put a name on the bullet, too. Andrew Berry must be smarter than us.
Yeah.
He's Teflon, though.
Oh, yeah.
He is Teflon. Steelers, I ain't even mad at it. Go ahead and use that.
Steelers fans are eating it up.
Use that if you got it, big fella.
It up.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah, so salute to him, man.
It must be nice to be like to have those four wins. Because if that was 2-4, you think Tomlin still says that?
Yeah.
Tomlin might, but a lot of coaches wouldn't.
Tomlin is very honest.
Yeah.
I mean, certain stuff, he could be very blunt and honest about it.
That was great. I could hear that again.
And to be fair, the idea that the Bengals went and traded for Joe Flacco, does that not feel like moving dirt around?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it is.
Like,
man.
Jake Browning absolutely isn't. Like, you couldn't keep doing that, and Joe Flacco is a step up, but it's not a step up that actually gets you to do anything.
If you look at the numbers, though, it was damn near similar. I know these with the Browns, but their numbers was damn near similar.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is kind of moving dirt around, and I think their quarterback was just so rough, they had to do something.
Yeah.
And clearly the way it all went around is they were calling everybody like, hey, can we have that backup quarterback? Hey, can I have your backup quarterback? Mm-hmm. They were going around. You could tell they were scrambling a little bit.
And you know who I know feels great about that? Jake Browning. Did you see when they interviewed Jake Browning about it? About like the idea that the Bengals traded for Joe Flacco? He's talking about, and you know, obviously he seems to be playing this about as well as you can. You know, you do your best, but you know, they got to go in a different direction. As he's doing this on the video, right behind him, Joe Flacco just changing his shirt. Just, yep, that's me. Take your job.
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy. All right, I got to give a special salute and a shout out to MTV.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if y'all seen this news, but MTV shut down their music channel after 40 years of being active.
Wait, what music channel? Like MTV?
Oh, they did have some.
They had a set. They had a separate music channel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they, I guess, officially shut it down.
That's sad.
So MTV overall, I know they weren't playing music videos how they used to play it back in the day. But
that's
officially,
a chapter of my life right there, man. I skipped a lot of classes watching MTV.
What does play on MTV now? Because like
Ridiculousness.
Is it still? Because I felt like I felt like a decade ago that was like, oh well, that's the joke is that there's just these two shows on repeat.
Yeah,
and it's been so long, I still don't know.
Yeah,
I caught the Wayans Brothers one time on MTV. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Y'all are all over the place at this point.
The way that I will bring this back to sports is. It's kind of incredible. The things that you looked at as powerhouses of television, they are all just holding on, just doing stuff like playing reruns of shows from 20 and 30 years ago. And the only thing that moves needles in TV, live sports, baby.
Yep.
Live sports. In fact, NBC is bringing back their sports channel after killing it off just because they bought so many sports. And like, oh, well, we can put this back instead.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. And MTV, like when they had Live Aid way back in the day, I mean, they had Super Bowl ratings. I mean, they was ridiculous, some of the things. Now they're just like, they're barely an app.
Yeah. They're barely only thing an app. In TV. The only thing the TV that makes things shake is if you got a ball or a puck of some sorts that makes things go.
Yeah. And then I want to give a special thanks for nothing, man.
I like this.
Thanks for nothing, man.
Is this going to be a continuing segment? Because I like the thanks for nothing.
I hope so. So George Springer for the Blue Jays, he was going against a team we all hate. And
not Lopez. Lopez seems to be all right.
I thought
you had me on the Dodgers.
You like the Dodgers and the
That's
Mariners.
What you're rooting for. You're rooting for Mariners Dodgers.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man. I had to put a sock on the door for Lopez watching that game. But George Springer, he went up to bat. It was the first pitch, first bat. And he did what he used to do over there at Minute Maid, which is now Dyke. He did this.
In baseball, which showed every bit of that in the division series. And on the first pitch, George Springer lights the fire.
So salute to George Springer, and thanks for nothing, man, because they lost 3-1.
Yep.
With all the advantages that it felt like you could have in the world.
And after all the runs they scored, and I saw that, I thought they were going to win like 11-0.
I saw that. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's on. Seattle win for a long bleeping night.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, I did look at it. It was like, Seattle could still win that series, but I was like, they starting 0-1. It's going to be 1-0.
Yeah.
1-0 to the Blue Jays, and apparently not.
Thanks for nothing, man.
Yeah.
I feel weird doing that to George Springer because I still, even with that, you know, that bald spot that's showing up in his head, it still makes me smile thinking about George
Springer. I almost didn't recognize him, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking like, who is that?
He got the roof opening up, man. Yeah. That's crazy.
Who's the old bald guy?
Like, why is it that sports will show us our mortality so much? Mm-hmm. It's like, other things in life, maybe not so, but you see that dude, it's like, I remember when he was coming up, it's like, damn.
He was a kid.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. There's a little bit of Figgy's mixtape. Always love getting that 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. It'll be Bajani and Clint. But before we get there, I did ask a question I wasn't able to get to, but I want to circle back around to it. Because I've been thinking about this Astros team, and obviously because of the baseball with the Mariners and everything. Is the foundation of this Astros roster problematic for the next year already? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.